Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, fine, thank you. I turn on my video.
Ah,
Yes, my video turn on.
I see you.
Do you see me?
I do.
Oh,
Hi.
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you face to face.
Oh, face to face, yes. Hello. Your pupils, regarding your pupils, what part of works they have to work in this moment?
Sorry, could you repeat?
do you understand? Do you don't understand me?
Didn't quite.
Quite. Your pupils. Have they finished their works about their favorite toys?
No.
No.
We're going to
Okay.
do that tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Good. My pupils have made their favorite toys using paint. It was a hard work, but at the end, they was very happy about results.
You notice that our pictures of themselves were done with, some were drawings, some were oil pastel work. A variety of different ways.
Yes, the different way to color and to work about the drawings.
I gave them an option. I gave them an option of doing it whichever way they wanted to.
Your pupil, how old are they?
They are 7 to 8.
Also, my pupils are 7 to 8 years old, and also the pupils from Estonia, the pupils from Lithuania, and the pupils from Czech Republic.
They're all the same age.
Yes, also from Cyprus and Portugal. All pupils are 7, 8 years old. From Greece, pupils are older, 9 year, 10 year.
You can certainly see
Do
a
you understand
difference.
me?
Absolutely. You can see a difference in the maturity of some of the paintings. You could tell they were older children.
Yes. My pupils have noticed that others the same years draw in the same way.
Very similar.
Without shoulder, with short arm, with small legs.
It's interesting to
My
see the fingers, the way they draw the
yes,
fingers.
little fingers, yes. My pupils, when they are seeing the blog, they tell me, "Oh, teacher, that drawing is like mine. That pupils draws like Roberto or another child." Very interesting thing about drawings.
We were doing that as well, actually. They were looking at some and saying that they look very similar to theirs. So it's happening here as well.
I am very happy to to work in this way with my pupils. I teach some subjects like math, science, physical education, English, and informatic education, using computer. And please, please.
Could I answer a phone call just a second?
Another,
I will be a second. Go away. I will be a second.
Okay.
Hello. Are you on your way? What are you doing? Okay, so you're going to stay a little. Okay, radio. I'll see you later. Okay. Excuse me.
No, it's not a problem.
That was my youngest daughter who's with my second grandchild, helping to feed her.
How many children do you have?
Well, personally, myself.
What?
I have three daughters.
Three daughters? And Jacob?
Jacob is my oldest grandson.
Oh! I have two...
Two grandchildren.
Two grandchildren.
Yeah.
Oh. I have two children. The first is Alessandro, and he is 27. The second is a daughter, Arianna. She is 20.
My eldest daughter, who's called Sham, is 20. My middle daughter, who is Emily, is 18. She has two children now. And my youngest daughter is 16.
16, okay. Yeah. Good. We are parents of lots of time.
Yeah. We just have to forget around our children.
Yes. Tomorrow in the evening, I'll speak to Irena Raiska from Czech Republic and Kirill Kazik from Estonia. In conference on Skype. Do you want to join us?
That could be fun, yeah.
Have you free time?
I probably will have to miss it, just thinking. I have an appointment. I'm going to watch my daughter in a play tomorrow evening.
Another time, another day. Okay. And I have received a message from Lithuania, Jurgita Kuprieska. She said to me that on 27 of February, she will go to Brussels.
Is that
to e-twinning conference?
E-twinning conference, yeah.
Do you go there?
No.
Neither me.
The main thing is what I was asking about, the funding through this, the European Union, the community. That funds teacher exchanges and teachers going to conferences, I think.
In that period?
Yeah, well, you can use it over a year or two of the project, I think.
Yes. 3,050 have presented their project to... to win a prize, I think, and I don't have done anything step to to that. I have spoken to Kelly and other partners about Comenius. And our problem is my project is an easy project, and I haven't write in the a particular way to Comenius.
It's a very complicated form.
I have seen on internet some project about Comenius, and they are very particularized, and I think that I don't know in what way I can write it. Do you have an idea?
Well, I don't know. I mean, my only feeling on it was that it would enable perhaps teachers within the project to visit each other. In the schools.
This is a fantastic thing. I'll try to. I'd like to speak about it with the Italian coordinator in e-twinning, but it's difficult in Italia have this contact. Yeah. Do you understand me? In Wales, is it easier?
It's somewhat easier. We have to go through the British Council, and I've seen that they have a deadline for Comenius, which is 31st March.
March. You have to present the project in that date.
Yeah, I think each individual partner has to apply to their own national authority.
Kelly, in Estonia, e-twinning is much present, and e-twinning can organize some meetings with teachers. In Italy, it's difficult, very difficult.
I know some schools in Wales who have embarked on projects involving Comenius, and they have had quite a lot of contact and teachers visiting each other's schools, and it's been very positive. They've had very positive.
Very positive, yes, yes. Yeah. I saw your blog and your contact with the teacher from New Zealand. Very, very interesting. And I enjoy to see much photos and to read some comments from Tom Barrett.
Yeah, he's very good. Yeah.
Very, very good. Yeah. And the other.
Miss King in Australia, New Zealand is a very remarkable lady. She she's deputy vice principal of her school, but she still wants to be on the edge of new technology. She's an amazing woman. I find it difficult to keep up with her.
She? What?
I find it difficult to keep up with the things that she is doing because she's always looking for new things.
They have some technologies in their school. In Italy, I in Rome, in Rome, we in my school we have a computer room, and inside there is only one computer in internet, and others. Five or six computers are client without internet. In that classroom, we can only write in one computer. To write message, mail, in e-twinning, to look blog, and 10 days ago or 20 days ago, I don't remember it, we bought Paul?
Yeah, I'm still here.
We bought a video projector. Only one video projector, and in this way we can see the blog when the pupils sit down. Yes, sit down in on the floor. On the floor. We have some problem.
I can understand.
But I like very much to work in this way. So I work at my home, and then with my pupils see the blog and write the mail in e-twinning.
Yes, yes. Thank you for your comment on the blog as well.
Do you read it?
I read it. I was very embarrassed. But I guess we're a little bit luckier. We have a computer room with 15 computers.
15 computers.
Each of them can go on the internet. And in each of our classrooms, we have a computer which is also on the internet.
Oh no, fantastic! Are lucky, very lucky.
But not quite as lucky as Killy, I think. Her computer
Do you see the blog? Yes. And also in Estonia there are classroom, in their classroom there is a computer with internet, there is a class computer classroom. Every child has a private computer. In my classroom I have only old computer that parents give us.
Right. Yeah.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's very difficult then, isn't it, to
yes.
blend together people with different sort of different levels of technology.
Our pupils are young, and in this way they are learning to use a computer. They are learning to speak English, and they have the same difficulty.
Yeah.
Do you understand me?
Absolutely.
In Wales, pupils speak English, but they when they work on the computer, they have, in my opinion, they have less difficult because they have a computer in their home.
Yeah, it's about half, 50% actually have a computer in their home in our school. I was surprised it's so low, but it's quite a poor area where we teach.
In my class, I have 20 pupils. In my class, only 30% have a computer.
It makes it more important, I think, that we give them access to
what?
I think it makes it more important that we allow them to use computers in school.
Yes. But I like to work in this way, allora, and I try to use a computer and to speak English every day. Uh-huh. A little bit, but every day.
Yeah. We are trying to, we speak English most of the time, but we also have to teach our children Welsh. Which is our national language.
Yes. I think that in this way they can learn easier.
Yeah, but in Wales we don't actually teach any French or German or Italian. It's only English and Welsh. Makes us less good Europeans, I think.
What? Let's?
We don't feel as good Europeans as we don't speak many European languages well.
Oh, if it will be, it's better for each other. Mm, huh?
Very true.
European language, only one European language, new language.
Yeah, a bit like Esperanto.
Okay. I'm very happy to speak to you.
Yeah, and I must say to let you know that my children are very excited with having a link with your children in Italy. They're becoming citizens of the world with their links. And they really quite getting into it. They're very excited about it.
Oh, my pupils too. And when they began to work, they said to me, but this work is for our friends in Europe. And then say to me, for Estonia, for Lithuania, for Portugal, from Spain, from they have learned some countries in Europe.
Yeah, they certainly
you
have.
Are very busy man.
Fun going again.
See you, and another
bye. Bye. Speak to you again. Bye, Daniela. Bye.
Bye, Paul. Ciao.